Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Tumbleweeds have taken over the High Plains. The plant thrives so well in the western part of Kansas that sometimes they can shut down entire neighborhoods or highways.
There were so many tumbleweeds that we couldn't even get to our house. It covered our entire house. We couldn't even get in our driveway.
Coming up, we'll hear how this pervasive weed made itself part of the culture on the plains. That's after the news. City officials say a new water treatment plant in Wichita will not be operational for at least another year. The delay comes after design issues were discovered at the plant in November. Wichita Water Partners is under contract to build the treatment plant. City officials say subcontractors have assumed responsibility. City council members voted yesterday to convert the current water treatment plant into an emergency facility. Public Works Director Gary Jansen says work should continue throughout the delay.
We want to minimize our risks and minimize that gap between when our new facility is online and this facility is ready to serve its intended purpose.
Council members approved a budget of more than $1 million to convert the current plant. Construction is expected to be completed in 2028. A bipartisan bill introduced in Kansas would prohibit students across the state from using cell phones during school hours, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
Students would have to store their phones in a secure location until dismissal. The bill would exempt students whose doctors say they need a phone for medical reasons. Amy Warren is an incoming Wichita school board member and an advocate for reducing screen time in schools. She says when students don't have cell phones between class periods, it helps them retain and process what they've learned that day.
When we let them get on their phones in between class period, we're just kind of wiping that experience and that processing off the board.
Some school leaders have concerns about liability when storing students' phones, and some parents say they want to be able to quickly reach their children in case of an emergency. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall says he backs the Trump administration's arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. forces arrested Maduro during a raid in Venezuela over the weekend. Federal prosecutors have indicted him on narco-terrorism and drug trafficking charges for allegedly importing cocaine into America. Marshall says Maduro was a dictator who worked with cartels to funnel drugs into states like Kansas.
And whenever we take out a drug lord, it has to make Kansans safer. So first and foremost, I think the Kansans are safer today.
Marshall says the arrest also ensures the U.S. can control Venezuelan oil to keep it away from China. Kansas State University has stopped its student government from using funds on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, a university official says the student funding was violating state law.
A Kansas law requiring universities to eliminate diversity programs and policies went into effect last July. That same month, the state received an anonymous complaint about the K-State student government's spending. Marshall Stewart is chief of staff for K-State's president. He told lawmakers that university officials worked with the student government to address the issues when they returned to campus in August.
So no longer are they dispersing money that is in conflict with that or making appointments that's in conflict with Senate Bill 125.
Stewart did not say what the funding had been used for. Lawmakers say the state may need to improve guidance on complying with the law. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded its largest road construction contract in history to a Wichita company. The $288 million contract will rebuild parts of Kellogg and K96 in Wichita. The contract went to Donlinger Wildcat EKC1, which is a joint venture based in Wichita. The project will expand Kellogg to a six-lane road from I-35 to 159th Street. A one-mile portion of K-96 north of Kellogg will also be rebuilt. The project includes 26 bridge replacements and several two-lane frontage roads. Work is expected to begin this spring. New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show a spike in flu cases across the country, including in Kansas. Flu activity has reached the highest levels seen in 25 years, and health officials say the flu season is likely to get even worse. A new flu strain is responsible for the spread. The variant appeared after strains were chosen for this year's flu shot, which means the flu vaccine is likely to offer only partial protection against the virus. Kansas is one of 46 states reporting high or very high flu activity. Sedgwick County's TAG office on Douglas Avenue will open an hour earlier starting this week. The office at Douglas and Meridian is now open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays. The change comes after many patrons have had to contend with longer lines at the county's TAG offices. Sedgwick County recently closed the Kellogg TAG office and added several satellite locations across the county, including in Derby, Park City, and Hayesville. The satellite locations offer the same services as the main TAG offices, but are open by appointment only. The Sedgwick County Zoo welcomed a baby orangutan this week, and the birth was recorded and shared on the zoo's social media channels. An experienced orangutan named Dao gave birth to the female baby on Sunday. Zoo officials named the baby Rang, which means cheerful or bright. Rang is the 91st Sumatran orangutan in the current population at U.S. zoos. Visitors can see the mom and baby orangutan through a window in the Koch Orangutan and Chimpanzee building. Last year, the Sedgwick County Zoo welcomed a baby chimp and four baby elephants. People who entered a lottery last year for the chance to buy tickets to upcoming Banana Ball games in Wichita are being notified whether they were selected. Emails went out yesterday to fans who entered the ticket lottery. Those selected will be able to access a ticket site on January 23rd for a chance to buy up to five tickets. Banana Ball is a viral baseball phenomenon created by the Savannah Bananas baseball team. Two teams from the Banana Ball Championship League will play a three-game series at Wichita's Equity Bank Park in May. We'll be back after this.
Around this time last year, KMUW News Director Tom Schein told us he was planning to retire at the end of 2025. Well, apparently he was serious. So we should probably honor him. Join us for an open house to celebrate Tom on Friday, January 16th. It's 5 to 8 p.m. at KMUW. An RSVP is not required, but if you'd like to let us know you're coming, we'll make sure there's enough food and drink to go around. Sign up at kmuw.org. Hope to see you there.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. The High Plains have been taken over by tumbleweeds. The plant thrives so well in the western part of the state that sometimes they can shut down entire neighborhoods or highways. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports on how this pervasive weed made itself part of the culture on the plains.
You've seen it before in old western movies with cowboys and gunslingers, and the music played during that time like the song Tumbling Tumbleweeds by Sons of the Pioneers.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed, I know.
In the movies, at the end when they stand off, a lonely tumbleweed hops along the dusty ground. In western Kansas, it comes with the territory, and experiencing them in reality is not exactly how it's shown in the movies. In fact, people I talked to in Garden City have seen way more.
It's not a normal day without the wind blowing, so constant tumbleweeds just pass us.
There were so many tumbleweeds that we couldn't even get to our house. It covered our entire house. We couldn't even get in our driveway.
And I was driving home, and every time you went to drive, you'd hit a freaking tumbleweed for like 30 minutes.
People in urban areas may be surprised by just how prominent this plant is on the frontier. Weed scientist Patrick Geyer for Kansas State University says the overlooked tumbleweed is often two species, kochia and Russian thistle. Western Kansas is the perfect place for them to thrive.
They love our droughty conditions. They thrive in the limited water environments. If we have an area where there's a blank patch of ground, these plants love it.
Geyer says that these plants have become so ubiquitous in this part of Kansas that they are just as much part of the area as wheat, cattle, and wind. But it wasn't always like that. In fact, tumbleweeds are a relatively new phenomenon on the frontier where they have claimed their new home. Tumbleweeds are native to Russia and Eastern Europe, and their journey to Kansas in the late 1800s might be the same reason the state claimed the title breadbasket.
So when the immigrants who came from that part of the world brought their wheat over, a lot of that wheat had these weed seeds in them. They didn't realize it. They were actually establishing some of these plants.
The weeds come up in early spring and dry out in late fall. A layer of cells around the stem die, so when a gust of wind sweeps through, the globe-shaped plant breaks off and is carried away. This is actually its strategy for creating more tumbleweeds. As it tumbles and tosses across flat western Kansas, upwards of 10,000 seeds shake out and sprout new tumbleweeds in their wake. This creates more of a nuisance than a novelty, especially for farmers like Vance Emke in the region.
One really good Russian thistle can remove like 44 gallons of water, and that will definitely have an impact on the yield of following crops like corn or milo the next year.
Part of why they're so common is that tumbleweeds were the first documented case of herbicide resistance in Kansas, making them harder for landowners to eradicate. With tumbleweeds flying all over and stacking up on each other, they can also cause real fire hazards. What do these small towns do when they battle these weeds?
And you pitch the tumbleweeds in there and get a good fire going in there and just burn them off as you go.
That's Liberal Fire Chief Kelly Kirk. He says, ironically, the solution is to burn them safely before they become an uncontrolled fire threat. Kirk says tumbleweeds are plentiful dry fuel and can burn quickly, posing a danger to fields and structures.
They're literally inundated that entire neighborhood about three blocks deep into the city. And literally we cleaned up that entire area and burned off all of those tumbleweeds over a period of probably a week.
For those like Kirk, tumbleweeds aren't the lonely drifter that has come to represent the High Plains, but another nuisance and in some cases even a danger. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Along with a tumbling tumbleweed, I know.
And the Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, and High Plains Public Radio. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.